This is Reg in ATL with the I almost said lovely Nick Brock.
Let's not do that.
Because that shirt is a nice shirt right there.
Thanks, man. It's my male model shirt, I guess. It rides up on me. I'm not going to wear it like today.
That's not exactly a shirt you wear out with the fellas like that. It's no, a shirt like you wear with wifey, you going out somewhere.
This was one that I had packed away, but I had to get up early this morning to go get my wife's car to the shop, and it was in my suitcase that I was unpacking, and I had to go rather quickly, so it was the first thing I grabbed. So thank you for the compliment, though. I appreciate it.
Well, you know that. I feel like a shirt like that deserves more than just fabulous.
It's a terrible choice.
I don't like it as much as the Catwoman shirt. Well,
it's a terrible choice because my wife's car broke down in Kroger yesterday, like in the parking lot after we get done buying groceries. We go out and it doesn't start. So I'm like, okay, I'll go take care of this tomorrow. So we get a tow truck out there and end up having to get there, and the car starts fine, but she still wants me to take it to the shop. So I have to go take it to the shop.
So you want to make sure it's going to start fine next
exactly
time,
I'm not going to take any chances. But instead of just getting an Uber back, I'm like, it's like less than a mile up the road. I'm just going to walk back to my car. Not very smart with a long sleeve, dark red t-shirt. Or not even t-shirt, just like a dark sleeve, long, dark.
How far was the walk?
It was 2/3 of a mile, probably. Yeah, it was up the road, but it was hot today. And I had my worker jeans on because that was what I threw on this morning. And so it was hot. Hot today. So,
but there's
not an appropriate shirt for the weather. But again, you're doing stuff.
You get the car situated.
I took care of everything. Yeah, just because you know,
paid to do that, bro.
Not even paid to just do it because I love my wife.
Nothing wrong with that. So, kind of piggybacking off of that, was getting to the subject today, and this is a subject on just the subject of this podcast in general is just on couple dynamics, mm-hmm. things that you do differently as couples versus single, which is a lot of things,
a lot of stuff that sneaks up on you too.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to focus on a few things that just changed like crazy. Uh-huh. So,
and you being single and me being married, this is going to be a fun
yeah, absolutely, discourse. Because I've straddled the fence. Uh-huh. I've seen both sides of this.
You've been all but married.
Right, exactly. I've seen both sides of this situation. So it's definitely an interesting perspective, and it's something I can definitely tell you mm-hmm. firsthand is just so different.
It is.
You know, one of the things I will jump right into that anybody that's been in a relationship can relate to this, and this is the TV show watching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so basically it goes like this. If you're single, you can binge a show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick a show. Let's say Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
We can binge Game of Thrones by myself. I'm single.
Get all of it in
no problem.
4 or 5 days setting.
And you know what's crazy is it was when Game of Thrones is out, I have never been single.
You just binge it?
I've never been single.
See, that's the exact opposite. I've always dated girls that were really into it. It's right before it premiered, I would always end up being single. So I never had anybody so to watch
opposite.
It with.
We had the opposite yeah. situation.
Yeah.
I've never been single when Game of Thrones is on TV. So I've never had the benefit of being able to just like binge it by myself.
Right.
So here's the problem. All right. So you can binge it by yourself when you're single.
Uh-huh.
All right. So here's the problem when you're in a couple though.
No.
So we watched the first one.
No. Yeah. Wait,
Lord forbid. I watched that second one.
Oh my God.
And, well, I can watch it. I just can't let her know I watched it.
Oh yeah. That's the other thing too.
You do that
yeah.
too.
Cause I don't
it
do
seems
that
like
even.
A violation. It seems yeah. like you're cheating a little
you're cheating
bit.
Cheating a little bit. Yeah.
Because that's our show.
Well,
it's a show we watch together.
My relationship from hell that we've mentioned a couple of times.
I feel like we'll keep mentioning
because it's the basis of like
now.
What my marriage is now. But one of the first times she like literally like broke up with me. I was just like, I'm done with you.
Which was a few times, at least a handful.
This was one of the first ones where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I messed up this bad. And I went to go see the Simpsons movie without her. And
So was it previously discussed that you would see it with her?
Apparently it was. I didn't remember. Like that was the thing. Me and my buddy.
Trust. It's not about the movie.
Exactly.
It's about the trust
exactly.
That
and
was
I'm
violated.
Like, you're mad because I went to go see a movie. And she's like, no, you told me we were going to go see it. And that's a trust issue. And it's sometimes you're like, I didn't cheat on you. Like I didn't.
It's kind of like
again,
you did, bro.
But again, I'm 23 years old, not knowing what the difference between seeing a movie and going off and stooping someone else. Like I was like, there's a very big, like dynamic kind of spectrum. Spanning
there
kind of thing
needs to
going
be, like, on
here.
The trust spectrum. It doesn't need to be as high.
It doesn't. Yeah, your priorities of like you've betrayed my trust should not be. I saw a stupid movie without you, like
right,
that I didn't even
right.
know we were supposed to see together. Yeah,
So did you, where, did you come back all, how did she find out that you saw
it? I said something to her. I was like, oh, she's like, what did you go and do? I'm like, oh, me and Kevin went to go see the Simpsons movie. And then it was, oh my God. And then it then waterworks. And then I can't trust you and you need to get out of my house and this and that. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, here I am begging, just being like, why are you being like this? Don't be like this. Come on, just chill. It's not a big deal. So I'll go see it with you. It's not the point. You know, so it's like, yeah, I've dealt with the extreme version of that. Me and my wife now, though, she's pretty good at, like, if she's not into something, she'll just say, you finish it. You know, like Westworld this season. Like, we were super into the Westworld season one.
We watched it too. Like,
And then, like, she started watching this season. She's like, I'm just too lost. You can just finish it. I don't care. And so, like, then if she gives you, like, you know.
Well, you've been released of, yeah, the responsibility.
Exactly. So, again, that. I don't feel as bad, but then at the same time, it's like, I don't really, usually we just end up like, if she's watching something, she'll like start something and really want to watch it. And I just have to watch it by proxy because it's just like, well, I don't really, I mean, if you want to watch something, at least you're choosing something at this point and not just like, I don't know. That's our big thing, is to like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. So I'll spend like the first, like, we'll sit down for dinner. I'll spend like the first 30 minutes combing through stuff. I don't, like, know.
That's good shot.
She
down.
Doesn't know what she wants to watch, but she knows, she definitely knows what she doesn't want to watch.
Absolutely. And that's life.
Yeah. That's just, yeah.
That's everything.
That's just.
Where do you want to eat at?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
You know what? I read this trick the other day. So this is a pretty good trick. You ask them, guess where we're going. And when,
so they, now you turn into like a game.
Yeah. Well, then if they guess like the first place they guess, it's like, oh, how did you know? That's really where they wanted to go.
Oh man, wow.
We're hacking the system.
Wow, that's why you're married.
Hacking
there, bro.
The system.
You know all that's the internet. That's like the tricks that's of the trade, that's the stuff internet. Right there.
We're hacking a system that they didn't even know they had in place. So that's how the male brain works. It's like, problem. How did
Well, the show thing I can see,
yeah,
for and against. Okay, so because let me tell you something. It's petty. Okay, it is petty. However,
it's petty, but
when it's on the other side. Yeah. I can't lie to you. I was in a relationship and I forgot even what the show was. Maybe this is back on Breaking Bad or something. Yeah. There was a show that was out
that you were super into. Yeah,
we were watching it and everything, and they were like, "Oh, well, you know, I watched it the other day."
Well, then you know what
that
means.
I'm like, "Whoa,
okay,
whoa,
so
whoa,
like,
wait a second,
as a male, as a cisgendered heterosexual male, you should take that as like, okay, well, then now all bets are off." Because if you feel like it's okay to do something like that, then it's okay to do something like that.
Well, I was like, this relationship's over.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
I've been there, brother. I've been there. Got the t-shirt.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. I was like, yeah, you know, well, all bets exactly. are off.
Then fine.
Relationship-wise.
If that's the case, I just meant with that one aspect. But if you want to go all bets off of the relationship, that's probably why you're still single.
But it was definitely that situation. No, yeah, that was
it was
that.
Just like, okay, well, if that's the dynamic you want to set, then that's the way it's going to be. Like, if you don't want to watch it together, that's fine. Like, it's cool. I'm going to go off and I can binge it. I can binge it way better than you could.
Right. My binging capabilities are far superior to yours.
You have no idea about the time I have on my hands. You know?
So, yeah, that was...
Which is either good or bad. I'm not sure how to...
When that situation happened, that's a dynamic that I can see kind of both sides of, because when it did happen, I was kind of like, well, all right. You know, okay. Well,
yeah, it's just sort of, you kind of,
that's where we are now.
That's where we're at.
You know, and
you brought the thunder. It's essentially what I think. I'm like, I can, if you're giving me carte blanche to do whatever I want to do.
There are responsibilities that you have if you're in this type of relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. To everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen. So the, one of the responsibilities that you do have is if you're binging a show with somebody, have the responsibility to keep up with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't be a show where you know it's must see TV for us. Let's use Game of Thrones again. Okay. So Game of Thrones, must see TV. You know what we're doing 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what it is. It's already penciled in.
We're not watching Real Housewives.
9 o'clock on Sundays. We're going to be watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay?
So don't have it where you're 2 or 3 episodes behind and you still expect me to not watch it.
Or at least answer every question.
You know?
Yeah.
And there'll be a situation where like, oh, well, you know, I haven't been able to watch it. So don't hold the other person from being able to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, man or woman, don't hold your partner hostage. Mm-hmm. Don't hold their show watching hostage.
Yeah. Just because you're either not wanting to do it or you've already seen X amount of whatever, like either both directions on that. Just like, okay, well, I've already seen this, so you can go and watch it elsewhere. Like,
So that's definitely that's definitely a dynamic that is different. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next dynamic that I want to touch on here is something that I don't do personally. But I've seen other people do, and I'm not sure if you have. And this is like working with somebody. Have you ever had a job with somebody that you
like? I've met people at work. Like I've dated coworkers before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess.
I mean, I've never had a business. You're not necessarily going to quit. Neither one of you are going to quit your job. But so how was that? How long were you with that person?
Who do you think it is? It's the hell relationship. I was with her for 3 years.
So and y'all were working together. I didn't know that y'all met at work.
You say you don't quit. You say you don't quit. She got fired and I quit. And I was still the bad guy.
Did you quit because she got fired?
I quit because everybody got fired. Everybody, like, they laid me off twice. They laid me off twice in one day and then wanted me to come back.
They laid you off twice in one day. Yeah, because
it was Six Flags.
How did that happen?
Well, twice. I was Batman. And then I was also part of this thing called Streetmosphere, where it was a bunch of street performers. And I would do the yo-yo on sticks and strings and stuff, like that weird sort of like, it's called a Diabolo, but I used to do tricks with it as like a street performer when I wasn't doing Batman, because I'd only do Batman X amount of days a week during the summer because they had like three Batman and they'd rotate them. And they were running out of money apparently because, you know, attendance was down that year. And so they just were like, yeah, sorry, we know we were going to tell you you could work an extra week, because I was making $1,000 a week, like just dressing up like Batman. So they're like, yeah, we told you could get a whole day. So we're cutting this department this week. So we'll give you your separation today. Don't worry about showing up on Monday. And then it's like, okay, cool. Well, you're still going to do Justice League, right? And they're like, oh yeah, we'll do Justice League for, you know, another 2 weeks. I'm like, can I get, you know, my Justice League days? Cause that's at least, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we'll just give you a whole week. It's, you know, Batman. That's fine. Like, we'll give you another 7 days or whatever. I'm like, cool. Go over to, you know, tell all my friends bye at the Justice League Pavilion. And then they're giving them the same speech. And I'm like, so this means I'm not going to make that $1,000 you just said I could make like 15 minutes ago. And then because of this, I was already mad. And then they went out and apparently did a show that was not approved by DC. And so everyone got fired right after they got laid off. So they didn't get their separation. They didn't get any of the, you can't go on unemployment. You're fired. Like we might sue you sort of deal. And I was just like, I don't want to go back there then, because all my friends are threatening to get sued. And like my girlfriend at the time was, you know, getting fired. And so if I'd have went back, she told me, she was like, if you go back, we're not going to be together anymore. She used to do that shit all the time.
Well,
you know?
I definitely recall that. So tell me something. Cause I'm not sure if that's even going to fit my example. Mm-hmm. If you are, have you ever since that relationship dated anybody that you worked with?
No.
So that was the only Absolutely. Time. And you were significantly younger, though. That was like you were
that
younger.
Was, I got that out of the ways quick. Yeah.
Okay, me too. That experience, me too, though. I did. Quick, I did it like, very early.
This doesn't work.
Very early.
I mean, I've quote unquote dated people that I've worked with in like restaurants and stuff, but never like full on relationship with. You know what I'm saying? We've had young and fun, but never like.
Why does it just got to be young and fun? Why can't it just be fun?
I mean, it could be fun, but I'm not young anymore.
Oh, I see.
And I'm already kind of.
You were like that. So it was fun when you were young.
I mean, it would be.
It's still fun, bro.
It'd be still fun, but I'm married, so.
Okay. So is it not fun now? Is it not married fun?
It's married fun, but I'm married. There's a difference between being in a relationship, having fun, and being married. There's.
Well, I would definitely say that, and but that I don't know if that fits like our example here, though.
No, I mean I've gotten emotionally attached to people I've worked with, but never to a point of like.
So you'd never have been like in a relationship
lived with somebody
exactly,
or like date, like was like girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever degree of whatever you want to put on it. It never went really past just sort of hanging out and randomly hooking up. Like it was never more than what that was. And even then I didn't really do that too terribly often because I didn't really work in a lot of. I worked in restaurants a little bit, but never worked in a place like after I got out of the restaurant industry, I never really worked in a place that had, you know, people my age. It was always much older, like construction. I worked at a civil engineering firm and there's not really a lot of, you know, young single ladies in that field.
Why couldn't you look at some of the older ladies?
It's not ageism. I'm just saying they were probably all older and it was a civil engineering firm.
Maybe they just
firm,
had their stuff
know?
Together. And they're like, well, we're already.
Yeah,
like married. And
they don't want to. They don't want to mess around with the dirt lab guy. He's dirty, literally.
So the work situation, I guess, is not really that great of an example because you don't, you haven't really worked with.
I've never had like a business or anything with somebody I was with or any sort of revenue.
Well,
stream.
You know, I see it like on TV and on some of these shows, like especially with these home improvement shows where they're like couples and everything. And you think
it's kind of like
when
the
you're
new
doing
thing,
these type of shows. I guess it could be a little bit difficult because now there's significant amount of money involved in that relationship, you know, and it's kind of like,
well, you become a corporation. You don't become
right.
A
and our brand is us, so to speak. So now it's kind of a situation.
So
where
now the pressure is any problems we were having before, we can't have them anymore. Like
what you got to do is just keep that stuff under wraps, man. You know what I mean? Cause we still got to get this show money and then
Beyonce
we just live
and Jay-Z do it.
Well, that's let me tell you something, Beyonce and Jay-Z. That is just like excellence right there. That's almost it's almost like something that you hear about the dynamics and because that's in every relationship. That's every couple.
We make more money together than we
but
ever
it's
would.
Just so far off from reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When they're jet setting on planes and stuff. It's like that's like
no
magazine
matter,
TV stuff.
No matter how mad we can get at each other, it's never gonna match the paychecks we get by being together.
Yeah, well, I mean, they get pretty decent paychecks alone.
They just released that new album.
All right, so let's talk about the friends, how the friend dynamic changes a little bit here.
Every time you get in a relationship, you lose 5 single friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
It's like a, it's like a ratio or something like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have 5 single friends?
I used to.
Have you lost all of them?
I mean, I haven't lost all of them, but there's definitely a significant amount of people that, like, when you get into a relationship, already write you off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like a good friend. I think we've talked about this before on another show. Mm-hmm. Is I feel like good friends do that. Like, especially from a guy perspective,
a good friend will
at least understand it. Like, not necessarily. I don't write you off.
I've been written off before. That's the problem I have. It's like, dude, I'm still willing to hang. Like, I just have to schedule it now. Like, I have to schedule it any differently. I just have to make sure that, like, I don't have any other responsibilities to my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I don't, it's not a matter of like, I can just like drop everything and go grab a beer with you. It's fine. I can still grab a beer with you, but it has to be a little bit more on my terms rather than like, well, I don't have anybody waiting around on me. I'm just going to go get a beer. It's like, great. I do.
I feel like you should, there should be some difference there.
Yeah.
There should be some difference there. You have to,
I just make time for the people I really want to hang out with. Like doing this is important to me. Going and hanging out with my music friends is important to me. And like, she knows that. And like, if I stress that enough, like if I'm like, no, this isn't, I'm not doing this to get away from you. I'm doing this so I don't have to feel like I'm constantly.
Feel like too, but though, Nick, like when you think about that, are they really your friends?
Yeah, exactly. Like, at the end of the day, if someone's going to write you off,
that you get into a relationship with, and you, let me tell you something. About people out. All right. So people out there, if you're listening, single friends can be the bane of your existence to a relationship because for one, they might hate on your relationship.
It's that. And it's also,
they might keep giving you advice like, oh, well, Nick, are you sure?
Your significant other isn't necessarily gonna be happy the fact that you're hanging out with a bunch of single people, period.
Well,
your
single friends shouldn't be having, if they really care, like if I'm a guy that really cares for you, I'm not going to be like, hey, Nick, let's go out to the bar and hang out where there's a bunch of single women there and the temptations that kind of come with that. You got to be a good friend to a person.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're a friend to a person, you're a friend of them despite employment, despite relationship
unconditional
status,
friendship,
despite, exactly. It shouldn't be like, well, Nick, you're much cooler when you were single, or Nick, you're much cooler now that you're in a relationship. Like, it should be the same. It should be like an even keel. Yeah. You're a different person, but the person is always still the person. And if you're in a relationship, don't let your single friends come in between you and your relationship, because you owe your partner that. Yeah. You know, don't get in a relationship. Stay single. You know, I have friends of mine that will, they will complain about things with their girl, with their significant others. And they'll be like, well, it's they're complaining about different things that they've, different ways that they've had to change because they're in a relationship. And my advice to them is, don't be in a relationship, because you owe that person that. Like, you owe that person time.
If that's not the, if you're not willing to do at least that, don't do it.
Don't do it. Stay single.
Yeah.
But don't try to be in a relationship and keep doing single person stuff.
It's not going
to
happen.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, because you spend your whole time trying to not have to do stuff like that.
Right. So you're making a decision here. Once you decide, hey, I'm going to hang out with this person, or I want to try to build something with this person, you owe them time. People who there's a lot of people now, and this is another kind of segue. Well,
the whole deal with me and my wife is just like, look, if we're sharing our lives, then I'm going to respect yours just as much as you should respect mine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
And if I'm going to show you the utmost respect by making you the priority. Now, if that's not the same on both sides, then you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. Anyways, you got to like at least let it known to be like, okay, you're willing to share your life with me, how whatever degree that is. Relationship or time or whatever.
But time is the other segue that I was kind of going to go into now. And I definitely want you to touch on that. So another thing that's hugely different, and with not just the friends, and they're kind of related, but it's the time.
Yep.
When you're single, and this is something that
you got nothing but time.
Let me tell you here, guys, if you decide to get into a relationship, this is going to be one of the biggest adjustments that you're going to have to make. Mm-hmm. And that is letting other people know whereabouts, what you're doing, when you're doing stuff, and planning your time out. Some people who've been, especially if you're perpetually single. So I definitely will say, with me personally, I've been in relationships way more than I've been single. Like the ratio is not even close. So I understand relationship dynamics in that sense. So it's easy for me to juggle that.
Yeah.
Very easy for me. But if you're, let's say that you have it opposite, let's say that you've been single way longer than you've been in any relationship, or your ratio in your life is like, I've been single 80% of my life.
There's a very gray area between when you're emotionally accepting of someone. I think either you're single too long and you're used to it, or you're not single long enough and it becomes a rebound situation.
So for the people that have been single perpetually, I would say, I don't like putting that. Let's just say this. Percentage wise, if you've been single 80% of your life, okay, an adult, that's your 20s, your 30s, you've been single 80% of your life, okay. Now, I don't really count the teenage years, but
yeah, that's 80, really.
20s and 30s,
marrying age.
Yeah, you've been single, okay, this proportion of your life. This is going to be a hard, going to be a hard change for you,
yeah,
because you're used to going when you want, doing what you want, hanging out with your friends whenever you want. Now, you're in a relationship, there's an expectation of, I know where my significant other's at. Yep. She knows where I'm at.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Our off days are naturally days we're spending together when we know. I don't even have to ask you what we're doing, because I know we're doing something.
Oh, my wife is a stickler for the scheduling stuff weeks out in advance.
Right.
So it makes it easy, because it's like, you know, someone's like, hey, Ken, you want to hang out on this day? I just have to look at the lady and say, hey, what's our schedule? Like, and she'll pull up her phone and she's like, no, we got a dinner that night. She's like super OCD about that stuff. So it's good in the sense of like, I know where my time is going to be spent. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of hellacious in the sense of like, if stuff comes up at the last minute that I want to do, or that, like just events or something like that. If I'm like, oh, like they're having this pop-up, you know, like ramen thing, you want to go do it? Oh no, we have dinner at, you know, so-and-so's house that night, and we can't do that. It's like, when I was single, it was like, yeah, I'm not coming to dinner.
Yeah. A simple phone call. And plus, but guys, we're Neanderthals, man. We just don't care. Yeah, it could like, be a situation where I can be like, dude, you know what, Nick, I got this important event. I'm getting this award. And then Nick calls out like, hey, you know, or not you specifically, because you're with your wife now, but with guys in general, this is how it works. Hey man, I got this really important award I'm getting on Friday. Okay. Thursday night comes up. Friend hits up. Hey man, I got this date with so-and-so Friday, man. I just can't make it. And then it's complete understandable.
Dude code
absolutely
presents itself to be like, oh, you have a chance to get laid. Go get laid.
Absolutely.
There's
not even a moment of trepidation there for me to tell you, hey, do you?
Yeah, just.
I'll see you when I see you. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, when the couple, with the couple dynamic here, where that was way different, I guess, from, I would say, how that's different, to just bring this back full circle with that, is the time wise with that is your time is already kind of spoken for, versus when you're single, it's kind of like whatever.
Well, it's just not your time.
It's not.
It's our time now.
Our
time. Yeah. You know, and like, my wife always asks me. She's never just like, hey, we're doing this, this day, and this day, unless it's like something we have to do. But like, if it's like just dinner with like friends, she's like, what about this day? Or what about this day? She's always one to like bring me in on the planning process.
Absolutely.
So as long as she's doing that, I'm fine. It's just not like, you know, again, but if you're single, it's like, I don't have that. I'm just like, what do I want to do today? Like,
I find that that's one of the hardest parts. If you're dating somebody that's never been in a relationship before, mm-hmm. which I told you that I think is a mistake for me, and I would never, I wouldn't do that again, because I feel like you got to know the dynamics going in, you know, and those dynamics are understandably hard for people who have had a major portion of their life single. Like I've known people that have been single for a long time, and they've just kind of solidified their life that way. Mm-hmm. Their life is like solid in that fashion. Like they, if they were to be in a relationship and they have to say, hey, what are you doing today? To kind of almost take offense. Like, well, I'm doing whatever I want to do.
Right. What is it? Your business.
You know, exactly. You know, so it's a dynamic that's, mm-hmm. that's kind of, that definitely changes just from know, relationship
just
perspective.
Just know if you're going to be getting in a relationship that there's going to be changes, and you just have to be comfortable with those changes. If you're not comfortable with those changes, like again, like I've been on both sides of this where I haven't been comfortable with the person I'm with to start something more than what we already had. And I've had to be the one who say like, oh, this just isn't working for me. But then on the flip side of that, I've been on the one who's like, yeah, this will be great. This will be great. You know, this will be awesome. And then they're just not into it.
Right. Right.
And then you're just so like being on both sides of that, you just, it's the trick is just meeting someone who wants the same things you do. It's not, there's no formula. There's no science. It's just good timing. Like really is all it is. But again, like opportunity knocks. But again, if you're never going to answer the door, you know, like if you're just going to sit and just expect, you know, opportunity to walk in, it only knocks. You know what I'm saying? You still have to get up and
that
go
is
to the door.
Very, man, let me tell you something, Nick. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm going to like publish these shows back to back that we've done, but that's two shows, Nick, where you've done like the picture, the Grand Canyon picture, man. Yeah,
I should write so Hallmark. I should get Hallmark.
Said,
on
so
there.
Nick Bach just said, opportunity knocks, but it does not walk in. You got to answer the door, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So let's go with, let's segue from that to the friends and the dating situation, the friend dates. So this is okay. So this from a couple standpoint, cause I'm going to jump back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. I can give you my single standpoint and I can give you my couple.
I just got back from a weekend on both sides with a couple friends. There,
okay.
With a couple friends,
so when you're in a relationship, the bane of your existence can be trying to plan things with your other friend couples, because now you can't just bring single third wheel around all the time.
No.
You have to now try to coordinate your couple friend events and couple friend dates and the dynamics of that. So now the dynamics of that are, and I can only speak from the guy perspective on this. So the dynamics of that are, am I going to get along with the other dude?
Yeah.
Because you already know the women, that's already solidified. They usually already know that person.
What is it? Chris Rock's thing about, I like baseball, you like baseball, we like baseball. The mandate, like the
it's hilarious because it's
women get their men together.
It's so true, man. Like, let's find it. Let's find what it is.
Yeah.
And let's harp on it for the next 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, man. The guy I was just hanging out with. Nice guy, but just wanted to talk about music all the time. And I can talk about music, but I just, you know, I'm like, he's like, what have your top 5 albums of all time?
Let me tell you something, man. I am solid with that, man. That's a guy I can do it.
Don't
I can
get
do
me
that.
Wrong, but
because
like,
I see what he's doing. But he's, I see what he's doing. He's trying to drag it out
very,
and he's trying to expand upon that.
He was very inebriated and he asked me about 4 or 5 times.
About your top 5.
About my top 5.
Did you ever give your top 5?
I gave my top 5 everything. He just wanted to know top 5 artists. He wanted to know top 5 albums. He wanted to know top 5 new things I'd listen to. He was giving me, yeah, he was just like, he was
just, he's going through the mental Rolodex.
And I'm like, hey man, just sit here and talk about music. Just see what do you like? Don't worry about
interviewing
me. So
was it your first time meeting?
No, I went to his wedding, but like we didn't really hang out at his wedding because again, it's my, yeah, it's my wife's friend who is his wife.
Was she in the wedding?
She was not in the wedding, but it was a destination wedding where we traveled.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. It was in Wilmington. So,
okay. So you guys were going down the list of things that you could possibly
talk
about.
He's a musician. So talk about music. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can talk about anything.
You try to
man.
Find
like,
which
yeah.
it's such a rough situation.
It just came off as very like nervous type. Like I just have to keep talking to make sure
he likes me.
Yeah. Or like not even that. Just make
or
sure.
That doesn't
we have,
get
yeah. Just like it doesn't get awkward or like we can bond over something when like we're the men in the house and I'm like, we can just fuck around and have a good time.
So why don't you just guys? You guys should have went and fixed something together.
I did. Well, no, right.
You should have like you discovered a problem. This he's like, hey, Nick, come
this
here.
This is not the gentleman. To
look at
do
it.
That
look at. Nick, I mean, come I could, here, we could, man. We could, I even see, get, I see like, something going
his,
on with your water.
His wife couldn't even get him to go to Costco with him while we were leaving. So what makes me think he's going to be able to?
How long have
you
been married?
A little over a year. They got married like I think a couple of like 6 or so months before we talked about getting married.
So let me tell you something here, man. And you know what? No, we'll get on that in a second. Yeah. Okay, because I feel like the Costco ship has sailed after a year. Uh-huh. But I will say though, okay. So
the Costco
you guys you guys have been this is one in particular situation. Do you have situations where you've ever planned a friend date with your wife, or is she always doing the planning and you're just kind of being the guy that comes along?
We've had it. Like the thing is like when we first started dating, a lot of my friends were already married. Like they were like, I was like the solo dude who would come to the party single and hit on all the married women's friends that they'd bring around, whatever. So when I,
what do you mean?
Like when I was single and like, you know, the
so I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like now. Like
yeah, no, I'm talking about like what I'm saying now is I brought my wife into this situation of like when we were dating, like all these couples, you know, we had like 3 or 4 couple friends in this same group.
Oh, nice.
And literally as soon as like,
and that was a little more organic, right? Because you guys, you were
I was already friends with these people and I was bringing her around that she got along with the women really well and they became really tight. And like all the guys kind of got along because we were all just sort of, I already knew all of
them. Anyway.
So it was my friends, but literally it seemed like the summer after we started hanging out with them, people started getting a little crazy on certain recreational habits.
Really?
And I had to
all of them.
Yeah,
man, look at your life there.
And like, so I had to be the one
step back and we're like,
I had to tell my wife, I'm like, look, I'm not going over there every weekend anymore.
No doubt.
Like it's not going to happen. And she'd get mad, you know, cause she's like, well, those are my friends. I'm like, those are not your friends. Those are people who were just want to get together and do stuff they shouldn't be doing every weekend. Like, and I had to put my foot down. And then literally that summer, like, 3 of the couples got divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and like, so we didn't have like a whole lot of couples.
Did she stay in contact with any of them?
She's still in contact with the women. Yeah. Like, and so, but I get the skinny on all of the reason, cause it was all the women who wanted to get divorced from their guys. You know, it's like, well, I say that.
So you get it from her. Yeah. So she's able to give you their perspective.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, yeah, that's true. And that's true. And that's true. And like, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm again, like I have some issues with the people. I mean, I was in a band with one of them and then he decided to just stop calling me. So I just called him a coward, like to his face.
What did he stop calling you for?
Because I told him like, well, okay. So deal was, I was a bass player in this guy's band and he has his drummer call me. The drummer calls me. He's like, hey man,
so not working out.
We're just thinking about bringing in another bass player and we just want you to play synth. Is that cool? And I was like, well, no, it's not. And they were expecting me to be like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Whatever. As long as I'm still in the band.
So tell me something from Nick Box perspective. Was it like bass or nothing?
No, I just, like, the thing is, I went only. And I spent like $300-$400 to get my bass rig in order.
Oh, wow.
And like the week after, I'm like, cool, everything's
what
set.
What if they were like, listen, we understand you're out some capital here. We're going to.
No, go they would have never done that because they're all did? A bunch
like,
of.
Would it have like, smoothed it over?
No. It was the fact of like, you're being a coward by A, inviting someone else to band practice without telling me until the hour before I'm supposed to be there.
It's like getting another job, bro. You want to make sure you have another job like, first before you
exactly.
Let
it's
the old
like,
job know.
I'm not cool with that. Like I joined this band to play bass. We're already a year into rehearsals. I'm not taking another 6 months to try to train somebody else up on how to play my bass parts or how to play the bass period. And like, I'm just not going to do that. Like I'm not cool with it. So no, it's not going to happen. Mm. Or you're just going to have to find a new. And so like, he calls me up, he's crying, you know, he's
who's
like,
crying? The drummer?
The other guy who I was friends with.
The guy who had the drummer call you.
Yeah. The guy who,
how soon after that conversation?
Immediately. Like, I'm like, no, I'm not cool with that.
Were they probably together at the time and they probably heard
probably,
the conversation.
Yeah,
probably
something like
there.
That. So like,
Nick's
he was
not
like,
happy.
He's like, man, just come to practice, please. Just please. I'm sorry. I'm getting a fucking divorce, man. Please just come. And I'm like, fine. So I show up to the first practice and I'm like, this is
as a synth player.
Yeah. As a synth player. And I'm like, this is stupid. Like
with the new bass player there.
Yeah. And I'm like, just supposed to be like cool about it. And I'm like, you know what? No,
so how does the new bass player act? Did he like, was it awkward a little bit?
What's going on? Like, yeah, I don't think he knew anything. And I was just like pissed the entire time. And I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm not, and I don't have any synth parts written. I have to like synth take time to like set up and like program and get them all right. And then
like, I'm not even in the mood for this.
And, but the thing was, is like, I'd write songs and then they would say like, oh, we don't want to do that song anymore. It's like, okay, cool. But I don't want to do that song then. You know, like,
was it a tit for tat? Or it was like,
okay, if that's the case, if I'm just here to play bass, or am I here to be in the band?
Okay.
So then like I called him a coward and he hasn't talked to me since, cause he's a coward.
So how long ago was that?
This was, I mean, probably 6 months ago. I've already recorded half an album with my new project and they're still playing in a church on Mondays after like getting permission to play in a church, and they've never played a gig. They're probably just doing the same
they're
thing.
Practicing,
yeah.
Bro.
They're still practicing for that. And I'm like, I've already got like stuff lined up for like performances and album releases. And I'm like, I'm ready to go. And they're like sitting there like, I guess we'll just play that song again. Anyways, I divulged, but that's the sort of stuff. Like, again, like we had couple friends and we were like all about like hanging out with our couple friends. But again, they got
so
too
are
deep
you guys in, down to zero couple friends now? Or was that
no, we
like?
Still have, we still have some, we try to pick them a little better in terms of like
how do you screen for, you know what? It must be awkward. Okay. So let's take this from a female perspective.
Yeah.
It must be awkward. Cause she might get on with the female.
That's
but
really
now she's
got to
screen for the guy.
Kind of
like,
but
is Nick even going to like this guy?
At the same time, I'll make it happen to where I can make anybody feel comfortable. Like I would like to be eclectic and, I don't know, articulate enough to have a conversation with anyone.
Right.
Like it should
bring me around.
You don't
That's
have
how
to,
I am.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
I'm
it's like
a solid
just,
performer.
I have something to say about a little bit of everything. So if
yeah,
you
no
want
doubt.
To talk about, I'd rather people talk about what they want to talk about rather than forcing something that they think I want to talk about more. 100% of the time is how that works. It's like, I'd rather be able to like have a conversation with you about something that you want to talk about rather than you just spitting out like what's your top five favorite,
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
That was my whole point with that whole situation. It's like, let's just talk. Let's just have a good time.
It's like, make this
we're never
going to
know
forced.
Each other if all you're doing is asking me questions.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to learn anything about you. It's like, it's not an interview. It's not, this is just two people hanging out. If we don't like each other, it's not a big deal. Like, it's not like I've had people like that where it's like, I'm not really, he's kind of a goofball. I'm not really down to hang out with him again. And she'll make do with someone else. Like, I mean, not someone else, but she'll make time to hang out with her. Like, that's one of her new girlfriends now.
Right. Right. You that's
know?
Girl time.
Yeah. That's girl time. That's all you, you know? So, I don't know.
That is definitely something that's a little bit different. Something that's a little bit different dynamic as far as having
just
to,
like,
to try
just,
to figure
just,
that out.
Just have enough in common with someone, like another couple. You don't necessarily have to have everything. I'm just have enough to where, like,
I think it's something that a lot of couples miss, though, because yeah. When you're used to single and you're hanging out and stuff, yeah. And you're like, man, now it's mm-hmm. just us and we're in the house and yeah. We kind of want to hang out.
Like me and my wife are fine with that. We've talked about it a whole bunch. We enjoy being boring. And
I mean, that's cool, but you guys are also just married.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward.
Like
let's sympathize with the 5 to 10 year in couple. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're like, all right, we were cool with it.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years. Now we want to hang out. We want to hang out a little bit, but we still want to enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, but
while
at the same time,
out.
We don't have kids. We don't plan on having kids. So
what does
that
have to do with it?
We can do whatever we want whenever we want. We like with a lot of our other couple friends. They're planning on having children.
Well,
so
you
that
know
means.
What too? So I will say, okay. So let's talk about that for a second here, because that does change the family dynamic. Yeah. Does change like if you're the couple dynamic is just as much. The family dynamic is just as complicated as a couple dynamic. And it's actually like a further complication of the couple dynamic, because now we got to coordinate. Now, really what I got to look for now is another couple with kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now their kids compared to my kids.
Exactly.
You know what
so
I mean?
Now you have to. So
it's another layer of interviews that have to take
place
here.
So that's going
to
be a bigger problem for us later down the road, is trying to find older, like our age couples without kids.
Well, it just depends. You know? Like, you'll have time, but I feel like a lot of times people want people that can relate to their situations. Because it gives you more affirmation about your situation, right?
My thing is just like, just meet someone who are happy with their relationship, not necessarily happy all the time. That doesn't mean
relationship
like
is happy.
Exactly. But at least happy enough to where like, you know, when shit goes bad, you just roll your eyes rather than threaten to leave. Like, that's my whole thing, is like getting to a point with like a couple that's comfortable enough to where they can get mad at each other, but not like be fighting all the time.
So tell me something. Have you ever been around another couple when they're getting into an argument?
Oh yeah.
And then you got to try to act like you don't hear.
I've been on both sides of that.
You
got
to
try
to act like you don't. Like, yeah. You can just keep talking to Nick. Hey, I've been on both sides of that. Your wife,
where it's like I've been.
The girl's over there brooding. I've had
arguments with my significant others in front of people before, and it's not fun. It's like and again, me and my wife make it a point to be like, if we're gonna argue,
keep it in house.
Just keep it in house. Like,
let's put on the united front.
That's why, you know, like, you know, I had we had almost an issue the other night, and I was just like, we're not going to start a fight in our friend's house.
Right. Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Sometimes you can't help it, man.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can yell and you can scream, but it's not going to be a fight. It's going to be you yelling and you screaming. Like, that's just couples dynamic, though.
It
so
is, absolutely.
But as you know, when you're looking for other couple friends, you just want to make sure that, like, again, you just want to make sure they're not a bad influence, and that's any friendship, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're,
what if it doesn't start that way? Have you
ever? That's the problem.
You had a couple of dynamics that change,
yeah,
because it's life.
And again, life changes. Just have to know, like, you have to know what you want to do, and then you just have to say, this is what I feel I want to do, and if you want to do something else to your significant other, that's on you.
Wow.
You know, and if you want to make that choice, that's fine. That's cool. I'm not giving you an ultimatum.
It's not necessarily bad. It's not a good or bad thing. It's just a thing.
It's just a thing. Like, don't include me. So if you want to go off and have fun with these people that are doing, you know, questionable things, it's just like, I'm not going to do that anymore. You have to do that by yourself. And then you put it like that, and then you put it like that, and it's like, well, yeah, I guess he's kind of right. Like, so it just, you know, it's, I get to a point where, like, it's tough now, because, like, I've actually asked people out on double dates. I've actually asked, been like, hey man, you just, you know, if you and your lady want to get out anytime, just let me know. Me and my lady are always, and it's tough because you're having to, like, ask a couple out on a date. Like,
you are.
Yeah.
It's a couple date. Yeah. And then you got to think, like, are they going to like us? Are they going to like us? And mm-hmm. you know, because you think about these things the same way that she might think about if somebody's going to like you. You think about it as a couple. Yep. Is that couple going
to
like us?
Then you have a game plan going in.
You know,
because now you're a unit.
Tell me something. Are you putting on the interview? Remember how we talk about how you date in representation? Are you putting on the first couple date that you go on? Are you putting on the representation of your relationship?
I mean, because like you said, every relationship has problems, but you're not going to want to sit there and harp on the problems.
Nobody.
Exactly. We're not going to do that. But you're also not going to just like. I mean, you can play happy. I mean,
you don't have to.
But again, like, hopefully, like, I've always tried to resolve shit before we get into any sort of public situation. Like, that's my thing. It's like, just fucking resolve it. Like, get over it.
Right, because you don't want to be the wet blanket.
Let's just stop being mad at each other for right now. If you want to be mad about it later, you can be mad about it later. But we need to just chill on the anger right now. And then that usually tends to help it, because it's like, when they're not allowed, like, not necessarily not allowed to feel angry, but when they know they shouldn't feel angry, any participant in a fight, when you feel like you shouldn't be angry, it tends to kind of quell things a little quicker than it would be to try to hash it out by yelling in each other's face, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to get to an article here, but I might just do a whole show around this article because it's so fabulous. So I'm not even going to mention it. Right. I might just do a whole show around it. And instead we're going to kind of wrap this show up with talking about when that Costco ship sailed. And let me tell you something here. It does sail.
When is it okay to tell your significant other that you don't want to go?
Let me tell you, it happens. Uh-huh. So at this point, up to this point, what's the longest relationship you've been in?
3 years.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your current one? That's the little, this one's about to
actually push
three, right?
Yeah. This one will be pushing three. So okay. Yeah.
So 3 years. All right. So, my first relationship,
daughter's mother?
No, high school sweetheart. I told you, dude, I went through a solid
12, 16
years of relationships. So I will say my high school sweetheart was about 4 years.
Okay.
My high school. And then with my daughter's mother was about eight to 9 years with her. And then the teacher after her was three to four. But that was more rocky. A little more rocky. So I will say that. But I've been long term relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ship does sail. Mm. So I will tell you.
This is you giving me advice. This is backwards.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The ship does sail, because a lot of times with people, if they haven't been in Even though 3 years still qualifies you there, bro, you're still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, 3 years is not like 3 months. You know what I mean? Cause you'll talk to some people and the longest they should have been is like 8 months. Mm-hmm. And that's like long term for them, you know? So it's still
years. We call those people promiscuous.
I mean, some people just are not really relationship type material, you know? I've come to discover that because I've seen the good part on both sides. There's good and there's bad. Yeah. For me personally, I just like the relationship portions have been more appealing to me throughout life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Up to this point. So I will say that
it's all a matter of relative to where your mind's at too, about how you feel about certain aspects.
Well, I feel like you have to experience both.
Yeah, you do. And like, that's the thing. You can't sit there and say,
in order for you to have an informed perspective,
you can't sit there and say, I hate relationships, but the longest relationship you've been in is like 4 weeks. Like, you can't turn around and say, I hate being in a relationship. You've hooked up.
Or with your single friends. You can't say that you hate a single friend. You've never been single in your life. You jump from one relationship to the next, your entire existence. So you don't know what your single life even involves.
Yeah.
You know? So I would definitely say that being solidly on both, they're definitely good. There's good and bad on both sides. So from a relationship standpoint, getting back to what we're talking about. Okay. So you say you talk to your friend and you say you won't go with this girl at Costco.
Yeah.
Okay. You said they've been married a year, right? You said they've been married a year. Yep. Now
you gotta go to Costco.
I don't know them. I don't know them. Here's the thing though, Nick, I don't know them. So I can't, even though they've been married a year, I don't know how long their relationship's been.
You gotta go to Costco.
How long have they been in a relationship?
You go to Costco.
How long have
they
been?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's if your wife tells you in the first 5 years you're going to Costco, you're going to Costco.
Listen, bro. If your wife tells you in the first 5 years that you're going to Costco and you feel you have to go to Costco, that's not a relationship.
Yep.
You shouldn't feel like your relationship.
I know, but at the same time, it's like
that's that big of a deal breaker in relationship. If going to Costco is the single deal breaker for your relationship after a certain period of time, you're not in one, bro.
Good point. Fair point. It's you're in a hostage situation.
It doesn't matter what you do situation. Yeah. The next situation is going to be the biggest situation. Yeah. Costco is it, right? I should be able to say, after a year, hey, do you want to go? No,
I really don't.
Flat out. I don't want to go to Costco. You should be able to have that kind of honesty and not have it be a big deciding factor in your relationship.
Then you have the question of, well, what are you going to do today?
I'm going to do nothing.
You see how well that goes.
Well, it shouldn't matter.
My whole thing is, it's like, if you really don't want to go, do enough to where you can actually say, like, I don't need to go because I've already grocery shopped. I've already done I have this to do.
Here is the thing, bro. If you start that, if you start your relationship saying that you feel like you have to give a valid reason that you're not doing everything because you're a human being.
Yeah.
Guess what? If your girlfriend decides, hey, I don't want to go watch the game at the bar with you today. And she says, hey, I want to just sit on my ass and do absolutely nothing. I want to read a book at home.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you why I don't want to say, hey, I went to 3 games with you last week. She shouldn't have to give you excuses.
Different set of rules, man.
She shouldn't have to get it.
Rules.
Here's the thing is, it is a different set, but there needs to be a percentage here, though.
Yeah, because I agree.
I will definitely tell you right now is that you don't ever think that you're going to get back what you give.
Yeah, ever.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for one, because we're guys and we know how this works.
Well, that
it's different people.
Yeah.
Different people value different things. So you can never, what Nick values and then what his wife values, or what I might value and then what my significant other might value, since they're different, there won't ever be a moral equivalency there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's no correlation between, you know what I mean? Wanting to do nothing and wanting to.
Right. Exactly. And so because of that, you're going to get so many of those.
Yeah.
Now here's where you can't be a jerk. You can't be a jerk about stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I know that I'm a solid human being and I know that, hey, listen, I might not want to go to Costco, but it can be middle of the night. Your mother's car is not starting and you want us to get up and go get her.
Yeah.
And I'm no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Just priority. Boy, which hill?
That's what it is.
Which hill you want to die on?
You know what I mean?
That show too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I should not have to go to Costco, and I should not have to validate not wanting to go to Costco when I'm going to pick your mom up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Or you know, you need a trip from your best friend's coming in from the airport. You haven't seen her in forever. You're working. Can you go pick her up?
Yep.
Guess what? You're in that car, bro.
Yeah.
You're waiting at the airport.
Yes, you are. It's just a matter of priorities, man. And again, if that, like, I can guarantee you, if I said something like that to my wife, it would be, well, you just don't care about this household.
Well, here's the thing.
And it's like,
you never care about it anyway. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Because there's nothing, that you
like
can
nothing
do.
I can
there's
do in that situation.
That says that you care about it. And a person, here's the difference between a person that's in a new relationship and a person who's been in relationships before. Yeah. A person that's been in relationships before, they know this.
Yeah.
They know that five, they know what the 5 years down the line looks like. Yeah. A person that's in a relationship, that in a new relationship, they're just trying to get to 5 years.
Yeah, that's all it is.
they're trying
to just get there.
They're thinking like, hey, bro, I just want to make it to 5 years.
As long as
I
can do
that, gotta go to Costco to get my 5 years.
Yeah.
The person that's 5 years in is like, bro, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't matter. Five years in, you gotta go to Costco
you're
now.
Never
or
right.
It's gonna be the same,
you're
the
never
same
right.
issue.
You never care. And you're just a asshole for wanting to do what you want to do.
So here's the thing. The problem is, I was saying, the difference is, Nick, with a new relationship guy and old relationship guy. Our relationship guy just knows it.
Yeah.
It's
just gonna be like, yeah,
lived
okay.
It.
Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna say I don't want to go to Costco.
It, man.
I'm gonna get an earful of how I don't care about this or I don't care about that.
I want to sit on my behind on this couch and watch sports all freaking day. I'm not even gonna begin to like try to rationalize it, because there is no rationalization to it. I want to watch sports all day.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you need to mow the lawn. You got to get groceries. You got to get ready for the week and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you chose Sunday, which is the worst day humanly possible
to do all
football
this
Sunday
stuff.
Is the day you chose for this.
Yeah.
And I can't help that you did that. You know what I mean? I can't help that you did that. So now I'm going to watch these games, bro.
I am sorry I'm not coming, but I'm also more sorry that you chose Sunday.
Right. Like, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You knew the dance when you agreed to marry me. You knew I was a football fanatic, and now you're trying to get stuff done on Sundays.
Here's the other end of that. The other end of that is, I will also tell ladies, if the guy never goes to Costco, would you get out of there?
Get out.
Get
out
of there.
Like,
if the guy is like never going, get out of here. He's
not.
Above.
Yeah, it's just, that was the one thing I was noticing about this couple, though. It wasn't like I was.
Did you feel like you were being a little bit judgmental here? Because think
maybe
about
a
it
little
here,
bit,
Nick,
but
too.
At the same time.
How long have they been together? You know how long they've been together, period.
I don't know how long
they've
been together.
Because a marriage is not a representation of how long a person's been together.
Obviously, they haven't, but it was more or less like, if you have friends in for the weekend,
you're showing the best. So his representation should have showed up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of representative should have shown up. Like, he would peace out of this and go hang out with these friends. And then we would kind of meet up, and then you'd be like, okay, well, y'all go home and get ready. I'm going to go swim at this pool for a little while and get more drunk. And it would be like, hey, okay, well, this is your wife. And like, you're expecting her to like do all of the entertaining.
Is it her friend?
If it were me, again, you know, you have to kind of be there like, are you having a good time?
To be fair to this guy, because right now it definitely sounds like a jerk.
He's not a jerk, to be fair to the guy. Yeah.
Do you know that if it was their shoes on the opposite foot, that it wouldn't be the exact same way?
I can almost guarantee it. Like, women tend to be a little more like astute to the like priorities.
It depends on the woman. A good woman, I know.
Again, she's a good woman. Like, that's the thing. It's like, she's
so
a,
you know her.
Oh, yeah.
You
know
her to
yeah.
be a solid, solid
yeah.
human being.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I mean, like, I'm not knocking him as not solid, it just seemed like he was more interested
in kind of doing his own thing, when it was like, if you have friends in for the weekend staying at your house, that you kind of have to be there at least along for the ride. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you have, like, you, if you need to go do something, that's one thing. But his big thing was like, well, I'm just going to go to this other pool party, and then I'm going to go over here to this pool, and then I'm going to watch the World Cup when we get home. That's it. That's all I want to do. It's like, okay, but like, you were the one who wanted to like go to the breweries and like do all this other stuff. And it just ended up being me and my wife and her like most of the time. And it was like kind of shitty, because it was like, I mean, I'm not saying it's like, I'm just sort of like, they're reminiscing and having fun. I'm just like sitting over there like, yeah, I guess this, you know, I'm having a good time too. And just trying to be like attentive, but at the same time, not trying to like,
so percentage of like, time, like, you guys spent like a day or two, or what was it?
We were there from Friday night to Sunday afternoon.
So roughly 2 days.
Yeah. Roughly two days.
And in that roughly 2 days, how often did you guys like do things?
We went to dinner the first night, and then
and he was there.
Yeah, he was there. And then the next day we went to a brewery and went to,
there?
No.
Okay. Woke so was it during the daytime or nighttime?
This was at night. I mean, this is the daytime.
Okay.
Okay. So he was at the brewery, and then
he was not.
No,
at the
he
brewery,
was not at the brewery,
which
and
is
then,
the daytime event.
Yeah. And
was
then,
he at the nighttime event? What did you guys do at night?
He met up with us halfway through dinner. Like, he brought a friend and like met up with us halfway through dinner.
Okay.
Like, we had already ordered food and they just showed up and ate the rest of our, like, whatever we had ordered, which isn't a big deal, but it was just sort of like, man, like, your wife's like,
what were you feeling should have happened?
I felt like he, not saying what he should have or shouldn't have done, but it just should have been like, you could definitely tell his wife was disappointed.
That he wasn't around. That he wasn't more.
Like making even the attempt to be around. It was like, hey guys, I'm just going to, sorry you guys are leaving, but you guys got to go get ready for dinner and I'm just going to go swim for hours. Bring me some pants. Kind of attitude, like, bring me some pants for dinner. And so she did, but it was just like, it's like, you could just tell she was disappointed. And I just don't like seeing women disappointed in their man. No, like, it's a terrible thing.
I just
do
not like seeing women disappointed.
Yeah, it's just not.
Does it just break your heart?
It does, because it's like, man, it's like, he's pretty lucky in terms of, like, he's found someone who, like, you know, deals with his shit, quote unquote, and he's just giving you more shit to deal with, you know, where, yeah, like,
and that can suck. And yeah. I'm not necessarily, I don't like seeing people disappointed. I've dished in general. Out
my fair share of shit to the women I've dated. And like, they've, well, all but one have not been able to deal with it. You know, like the one that does deal with it. Yeah,
exactly. And there's definitely a difference. I don't feel like that's something that lies with a sex in general.
It's not necessarily that it's they're not willing to put up with the same amount of shit as I was when, in these relationships, usually 9 times out of 10, like I was willing to do anything I could to just make sure that they were happy and this and that. But if it's like, oh, the minute he gets mad, it's just like, oh, well then I'm not, he's upset. I'm not dealing with this.
Right. Right.
It's like, I can not be upset afterwards. Like, we can just talk about it.
I'm not going to be upset forever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bye. So, I mean, it's just, again, like, I just don't like seeing people disappointed in their significant others, especially their ones they're married to.
Okay.
You know, it's just, it hurts because it's like, man, that's like a partnership. It's a responsibility. And I'm not saying, like, you have responsibility to yourself, but you also have a responsibility to the person who you want to make happy. And, like, you know, I'm not saying, like, their happiness is completely dependent on you or the vice versa, but it really does help if you're like, if she had said something to him, I guarantee he would have been like, you know, down to whatever. But it's like, it's kind of on her too, where she's just like, okay, I guess you're going to go do your own thing. It's like, my wife wouldn't let that happen. She would just be like, oh, you think that? Okay. Here's what's really going to happen.
The thing is, though, is like, that's where the relationship dynamics are just different there. Mm-hmm. Like, you, there's no perfect dynamics. No, for there's relationships, not. No. And you, like, know what I mean? You know. And we don't know, unless you know how many of those hills she's chosen before. Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard to put that into perspective. No. Like, it's hard to look at a snapshot of somebody's life.
Yeah.
And extrapolate that out to their entire existence.
So, you know, just being an outsider, it was just sort of like, you have company, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have people in for the weekend. You might want to, you know, not
put on a little bit better representation of yourself in our relationship than what was displayed. Yeah,
exactly. Or at least, you know, like, if you have to begrudgingly do it, you should still begrudgingly do it. Like, no one's making you, like, you know, do something that terrible. Mm. If all we're doing is going to a brewery and hanging out and and getting, like, lunch and then going to a pool and swimming. Like, you shouldn't be like, well, I want to do something else. It's like, you should want to go do those things with your wife. Right. Like,
but what if he just wants to do something else?
That's fine. That's on him. Again, then I'm going to judge you for it.
To a point.
I mean, every action is judged. Like, regardless, if you want to say, you know, judge not lest you know, it's that every action
there
is judged.
Definitely judged. I feel like there's a lot of actions that are judged. I don't know if that unfairly means judged fairly.
Unfairly,
you know,
or not. Or, but, like,
not even judged fairly. Are they judged accurately?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you don't have a complete picture, the judging, we all can judge, right?
It just
have you ever,
like,
judged a situation before and then you get more facts later and it's like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
And then you change your, then I don't,
you
know, like I said,
but
I'm the first
you still
person
have your
to say,
initial judgment, though.
I'm still the first person to say, like, I was wrong in my judgment. You know, like, I was wrong in this.
I think it's fair, though. I mean, it's fair in the sense that it does happen.
Yeah.
People do it whether you want to or not.
It's just one of those inevitable things of life. You're going to get judged. And you can sit there and say, don't judge me, don't judge me. It's like, it's just.
I will say that even in my relationships, when people have come in from out of town, I'm there for a good 80%. No matter how long the relationship has been, I'm there for a good 80%.
Yeah, I mean, if you have friends coming in out of town and it's like, you know, it's my girlfriend and her husband, like, I kind of need you to, like, hang out with the dude because he's, you know, it's like, I just don't want it to be girl time all the damn time, you know? That was my whole thing. Is like, and then at the end of it, she's like, guys, I'm real sorry that he really didn't want to like do anything with us today and this and that and this. And
man, the feeling like, to apologize means that it's noticeable. Exactly.
It's very much so. And that's why I was like, that's when it hit me, was kind of like, yeah, he's
having to apologize to you will definitely make you be like, oh, it's all good. And definitely make your heart go out more to the person that's making that.
But they ended up having brunch with us on the Sunday and he ended up hanging out, but you know, he ended up peacing out after the brunch. Like he had to go get his car, which he left at a friend's house because we all got drunk. So I'm not going to judge him on that, but it was like the day we all had kind of planned out, he was just like, yeah, I don't want to do that, and just like peaced. And it was like, it's just one day, bro. But again, I'm on his turf, you know what I'm saying? Like it's his life. I'm just a visitor.
No doubt. Well, then this is awesome. These kind of subjects I really like touching on, because being on both sides of it definitely has given me such like a unique perspective, because I will talk to my friends about it, and it's very interesting hearing her, because I have friends that are single, perpetually kind of single, and then they kind of just now like putting their toe in the water as far as relationship status.
Like
now,
it's about time for me to not necessarily shape up, but just like maybe it's not everyone else. That was my whole thing. It was like when I was getting to a point of like,
sometimes you don't even
try
as hard. Like sometimes you don't even have a good barometer because you're not, or a good litmus test because you're not trying out enough.
Bail or quit.
Right. You're not. If you get to like in your 30s and your longest relationship's been like a year or 8 months,
that's on you. Yeah. That's kind of on you.
You know what I mean?
That's a choice at some point.
All right, this is Reg and ATL with the, I'm not going to say it, lovely Knickerbocker, with the fabulous.
We'll do fabulous one more time.
With the fabulous Knickerbocker. Let's just go back there. With the red-shirted Knickerbocker here.
Bro time.